Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Play Keno
from only $1 a game.
Gamble responsibly.
1-800-858-858.
Expecting a fair few today. Let's have a listen.
Okay.
You have 12 new messages.
Oh, g'day, boys. Michael from the Sacker here. Just following up that press release, we got a statement from the Chief Medical Officer that this year's Sheffield Shield will be capped to 100 people. We're worried that we're going to fill that. So can you just get the word out that we're going to start tickets really soon? Thank you.
G'day, boys. It's Roo.
Hey, Roo.
In hospital after getting the operation. But, Bluey, thanks for the craft beers, mate. Bird, cheers for the chocolates and Jars. Thanks for the copy of Jarb and Magic. I'd lie, it's a bit rough between the arse cheeks, but save a heap on toilet paper.
Hi, Bernie, it's Adam Smith. I was the host of that event the other day. Look, just letting you know that screaming out bullshit and redraw at our raffle last week, it's just a bit out of line, mate, as you can understand. And not just my opinion either, mate. Other parents at the daycare center were quite perplexed. Just a heads up, mate.
Hello, it's Yater, and I wanted to give some feedback about 110 games for the Adelaide Crows. Andrew Jarman calling the sample grand final on the weekend. He should have been calling the preliminary 2 weeks ago at the glorious Adelaide Oval. He's the unrivaled expert at local teams getting smashed by 70-plus points at their home ground. The man can barely call a home-delivered pizza, let alone a football match.
Hey, Bluey, it's Ben from the Adelaide Oval. Thanks so much for your email, mate. We have had to knock back your playlist to use of the up-and-coming T20 Big Bash, mate. We appreciate it, but can you come and pick up your Britney Spears CD, please, mate? Thank you.
Hello, it's Bruce calling from Channel 7. Jars, we were wondering if we could get you back in 2022, as you would have seen. Some of the big names on our lineup need replacing. That's not an easy thing to do, and your name keeps coming up. So we'd love you next week to have a chat and see if you fit in the Humphrey suit.
Well, g'day, boys. It's Biggles here.
Biggles.
Great to see Jars calling the footy on the weekend.
Yes.
Squeezed into the box nicely. Just like the time I went to Bali and I with three of them. Boiled up on the beach. Standing in me crack. I absolutely sunburnt my scrub. Six of them in the shower. Till they wax my ass. Too much.
Boys, it's Ken. I've locked myself out of my house.
Again.
Oh, fair enough. I can't even open the door with a boy, it's Ken. Ignore that. I was at the wrong house. Ben, Micah from the Stansbury pub. Just wondering if you lot on the wireless can announce that we're now doing wedding packages. You can have the ceremony in the smoking area, reception in the bistro, punch up with the bride's brother in the car park, bridesmaids can dance on the bar, and in our mate Daz's case, we'll cater your third wedding for free. Shit, maybe you should give Blewett a heads up on that last one. Boys, it wasn't just the wrong house. I was trying to open the door to the Copenhagen Ice Creamery. I'm in the slam of...
Hello, boys.
It's Jimmy.
It's JB. I hope you're keeping busy in this post-season time of year. Jarman, I hear you go for a run in Henley. Literally. Because you set off every car alarm. You're on the Richter scale. You bet.
There are no more messages.
Oh, very good.
Oh, brilliant.
Very good. Would you have to dress up to be Humphrey?
That's a big suit too. He wants to know whether you're going to fit.
Well, at least Humphrey doesn't talk.
What about
that might shut you up for a bit.
What about KG getting the wrong house?
Being the slammer.
Bit confused.
Copenhagen Ice Creamery.
And Biggles again.
No.
Win.
Well, he did that on the weekend. He dropped that mail.
Oh, poor old Jay Sheed. He's filthy.
Very good.
Great stuff.
We spent a bit of time on the road on the weekend, Jars, and
man.
We made a lot of phone calls, didn't we, on the way back?
We made at least nine.
How many times did we ring you, Blue?
How come you don't ring back?
Not again.
You didn't answer.
I was busy.
Oh, doing what?
I was busy.
You spray tan big, for your 50th.
Get your big party organised at the old line that no one turned up.
But we left a few voicemails for some other people, so let's see if we got some in return.
You have 11 new messages.
Oh, boy, it's Ken. I don't know what happened on Sunday. I went to the Foodland to get some figs, and I won best Halloween costume at the store. I wasn't even in costume, but scared the shit out of the little kid.
Oh, hi, it's Elliot from Northern Motel here, Bernie. Just letting you know you left without paying your mini bar bill a few weeks ago when you were staying. Mm-hmm. Can you fix that $190 up at northernmotel.com.au? Thanks, mate.
Yes, hello, it's Rob from Triple MIT. Jars, you were saying that you could only get the food channel on the TV in the work kitchen. We had a look at the security cams and you were clicking the remote at the microwave.
G'day, Bluey. Stephen here from Adelaide Catering, mate. We've got your order for your guests coming over on Melbourne Cup Day. We've totaled it all up, wines and nibbles. Sorry, mate, we have to charge you full retail this time around. But the total for everything that you want to put out for your guests, total $13.50. Thanks, mate.
I knew it was coming.
Oh, g'day, Biggles here. A lot of people trick-or-treating on the weekend. Last time I had a treat was when there was a visiting Russian gymnastics champion who came and stayed at my swinging off the patio. Massage oil everywhere. I seen it all on the roof mirror, and my six-pack looked bloody great. Last time Burn read of me a property.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's bloody too far again, isn't it?
It is, Biggles.
Yeah, Bernie, Andrew from Coast Apartments stayed with us a few weeks ago. Yeah. Just letting you know that you left without paying your room service bottle shop run. Cashed out $390, mate. You can pay that at coastapartments.com.au. Thank you. Okay.
Hello, Andrew. It's Warren from Henley Council. We've had people calling up saying your house was the scariest this Halloween, so you've won a free $50 local voucher to spend in the square. Yeah. We've never had so many people chilled to the bone. Although, next year, can you please not stand on your porch in your robe, please?
Mr. Vince, George from Peninsula Motel, just letting you know that you're left without paying your beer bill in the bistro. That's $712 left over. You can pay that at pma.com.au. Thank you.
Yeah, Ben!
Here he is.
Mika from the Stansbury pub had a ton of people coming in over Sunday lunch going, trick-or-treat, trick-or-treat. And bloody didn't have any lollies, but they got a trick. Chazzy did that one where she crushes a red can between her jugs.
Oh, no.
Shit, I've never seen so many dads come back in my life.
Oh, no.
Made a killing.
That's Matto, your boss.
Oh, no.
And, wow.
Just wanted to let you know I had a good listen to the show. I was stuck on South Road and the kids have stuffed the stereo in the car, so I couldn't change the station.
Oh, come on, man.
Wow.
G'day, Jackson here. You came in a few weeks ago, and you left without paying your bill. Just drop the cash in on Monday if you like, mate, or you can just pay through the website www.clubx.com.au. Thanks, Bluey.
Hi, boys. It would be James Brayshaw, JB for short. I'll be calling the cricket with Greg Blewett for Triple M this year. He'll be in the commentary box. Jarbit, there's probably a job for you. We might get you riding the boundary. Now for your ID, I'll need you to organise a headshot. So I've booked you an aerial photograph! Your face! Including your head!
There are no more messages.
Oh, jeez. What about you? You owe $1,200 in not paying your bill from all the hotels you've been at.
How many beers can I have in one
plus,
day?
Plus, I paid for your room because you ate all the chips and the drinks.
That was $2.50 for the bag of the chips. And you ate half of them anyway.
Oh. Where didn't I pay mine? Club X.
Yeah. Yeah. Does Catherine know about that?
No.
Honestly.
Hey, Bluey paid cash for that one.
Oh, yeah. You know,
what about Biggles?
Oh, mate.
He does it all the time.
There's always oil.
Russian gymnast involved this time.
Brilliant. Honestly. No, well done. Good stuff.
Very good.
You have 11 new messages.
Boys, it's Ken. I don't understand that mixed martial arts. That Irish bloke, Greg McConnor, is a mouthpiece. I am not a fan of a KFC fighting. It's like watching a Northern Sandful game without the game. Oh, g'day, producer Benny here. Had a ball at your 50th, Blue. Look, you're a mate, but I still need to get paid. How many other male strippers would drop everything at the last minute for you?
Andrew, William from Morford Vale. I'm looking at your email that you sent through regards to, quote, a disgusting oversight on our cup day. Look, we apologise and promise our next event will feature more frog cakes on the buffet table.
Well, hello, it's Yater, and I've been practising calling this Summer of Ashes cricket for Triple M. Yes. In case someone in the commentary box bows out, let me lay a quick demo on you to see how it sounds. And with yet even more on his own f***ing career, it's Greg Blewett.
Bernie, George from Real Estate Body of SA, mate, okay. Just wanted to point out that you cannot be under the influence of alcohol while conducting an auction. Also, you can't auction off a property that you aren't legally hosting on behalf of the vendor. So that successful bidder does not own the Alma Beer Garden.
Matto, your boss.
Oh, no.
And, wow. I've got some feedback from Bluey's live broadcast. Sounded good on air, but who used a business card that wasn't theirs to set up a whopping big bar tab?
Oh, no.
Look, as you can imagine, SodaStream isn't happy, all right? Wow.
G'day, Jars. Luke from Toyota Servicing. Hey, we had a look. We found what was causing that really annoying sound as you were pulling out of your driveway. As it turns out, you were just trying to sing. Stop.
Mr. Vince, it's Harold. I live next door to you.
Hello.
Just wondering if you would mind keeping the swearing and club throwing down when you're out practicing golf in the backyard, please. There are families about, and we cannot put up with that kind of behaviour. Thank you, Harvey.
Oh, g'day, Biggles here.
Oh, no.
Great to see you turning 50, Bluey. Big number to notch up.
Oh, no.
I managed to get to 50 in 1994 when a touring bus of Russian ballet dancers stayed with me. Fit six in the shower, right? Loved my frosted tips and my hair. I thought my working hours were flexible. That's right, and then Bernie had to come and untie me. Too much.
Ben, Micka from the Sainsbury pub had a word to the chefs in the kitchen about that Greg Blewett burger for his 50th.
Good.
And they came up with something that isn't bad, a good representation. It's quite cheap, not a lot of meat on it, thin on top, and a shit ton of mayo on everything. Also comes with a watermelon vodka cruiser as well.
Well, hello, boys. Bernard, Bluey, legend, Jarvis, I hear you've signed up to that new gym opening in Henley Jars. Here they have a special machine that you don't have at your gym at home, and that's understandable. It's a vending machine! You're fat!
There are no more messages.
I actually saw Micka on the weekend.
Did you?
And he was asking me about that burger.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Lots of mayo, he reckons.
Yeah, oh, plenty. Yeah, he's got his own special mayo too. And he's very happy. What about Biggles? I remember.
No, I remember that. The more flexibility than
his working hours. And I do remember untying him naked.
How many today, G? Press the button.
You have 15 new messages. Yes, Jars. I said 15.
Boys, it's Ken. Yeah.
Tim Paid, unbelievable. I sent him a message and he never replied to me. Quite sure it was 5 a.m. when I woke up and asked him why a South Australian, with all due respect, got looked over for a Tasmanian. By the way, I can't come on and talk about my Lifetime Achievement Award. AA won't let me go on another...
Louis, Adam here. Two things, real quick. Just wanted to say congratulations, notching up a ton not out last week. Second thing is, mate, look, they're only grade 5 students, mate, so could you take it easier the next time we have a little hit? Thanks, mate.
G'day, boys. Tom Rockcliffe here. Can you score us a couple of those Triple M beers for the Thursday launch? Just 2 or 3 slabs. Nothing. Thanks, boys.
Get on rock.
Sounds like hey, it's producer Benny. Jars, this isn't funny.
Benny.
Stop telling people I was a bloody male stripper. It's incorrect.
Well, you were.
We prefer the term male exotic dancer.
Hello, Walter here from the Henley Council.
Walter.
We're opening up the state this week and we don't want to cause any unnecessary panic in the community. So... can you please advise Andrew Jarman to close the window when making love, please? Because finger feel something stuck in its throat. And for some reason, the same noises appear whenever United coach Carl Viet is walking along. Figure that out. So please pass that on. Thank you.
G'day, boys. Rock again. Just checking about those beers. Thought I heard my phone go off while I was in the shower. Just checking in.
G'day, boys. Biggles here. A few more weeks till you're on holidays. Pull out something big for the end of the year.
Oh, no.
Last time I pulled out something big was when the Romanian figure skating team stayed at my... I did chin-ups on the patio for 15 minutes for... 14 in a 6-person spa. Entire jar of honey over my pec. Thought my stock options were flexible. But is what turned the tips of my hair white. It's too much.
It is.
Oh, g'day, boys. Tom Rockcliffe again. Oh, having my phone on as well and thought you rang. So just let me know how you go with them beers. Spato, your boss.
Wow.
Jars, look, I just got off the phone with your lovely other half, Maz, and I had to explain that she's going to have to pay for her own ticket to the Christmas party this year in a couple of weeks. It's either that or you take your plus one back off Carl V at the United No way, did the...
Wow.
Oh, g'day, boys. Tom Rockcliffe again. Just went for a few laps in the pool. Thought I heard my phone go off. Let me know about those beers. That'd be great. Thanks, boys.
Ben! Mika from the Stansbury pub.
Yes,
yeah, mate, no problems. We'll be able to stock your Triple M beer. Had about 500 calls from Rockcliffe, though. And if you see him, just let him know that I pass that on. Oh, and let him know that he can't just park wherever he wants whenever he visits the pub. He backed up the drive-thru for bloody hours. Hello, gentlemen. It's Brayshaw. Oh, yeah. Ready for another big summer of cricket?
Yeah.
All three of you experienced in the sublime Adelaide Oval. Yeah. Blue, expert on the crease. Byrne, absolute pro at second slip. And Jars, positioned at number one. When the pies are ready to be served, you might as well be called Belfords. You're fat.
No.
Oh, g'day, boys. Rock again. My phone went flat. Thought you might have tried me. Let me know about them beers, yeah? Hello, it's Tom Rock here again. Mum rang and tied up the phone line, just checking those beers are good to go. G'day, it's Rock.
Shut up.
You could all get
Guess what?
Yes, Boom Boom.
It is our last week, yeah. So unfortunately, it's going to be the last voicemail of this season. Wow. But how good's this segment been so far? Let's have a listen, see how many there is this week.
You have 14 new messages. 14.
Boys, it's Ken. I was down at
Victor for school. He said, I had an amazing time getting lit. A rager, I've been told. This bloke, Dazza, wearing high vis, helped me stay awake for the whole late set with a new medication called a pinger. I was even awake the next morning for a round of lawn bowls. Oh, hello, it's David Kosh here. The PM gave us $15 million for Alberton, so we're putting all of that into dental work for the members. Should put us about 50% there. G'day, boys. It's Matto, your boss. Oh, wow. Jars, all three of your applications for a show sponsor have been knocked back for next year, so the rush hour won't be thanks to the Cheeky Greek or Sammy's on the Marina or that pub your brother Darren gets pissed in 4 days a week.
Lockleys.
Yeah, g'day, mate. Cameron from North Adelaide Mirrors. Sorry for the delay, Bluey. We've never had an order this big just for one residential house. Jesus. We're just trying to find the right brackets to securely fit them to your bedroom roof. So we'll be in touch as soon as we hear anything, mate. Thank you.
How many mirrors?
Oh, g'day, Nixie here. The PM gave $15 million to Port and overlooked us, but, well, if you don't include the $16 he spent at the Oval while he was here, he bought a hot dog.
Oh, he didn't buy a dog, he bought food.
Hot dog is food, Texan.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, boys, it's William. I do PR for the Adelaide 36ers. We won 5 in a row, and just wanted to thank you for the 9 seconds of coverage on the rush hour. Thank you.
It's true.
G'day, boys. Danny from the golf course here. Great to have both you and the Bricky boys out here the other week, and the Triple M listeners. Jeez, mate, I haven't seen that many beers get drunk in years. By the way, were you aware where you were playing Tom Rockcliffe came into the 19th hole? Just letting you know, boys.
G'day, lads. Brandon here from Big Shed. Mate, the launch of the Triple M beer was bloody amazing. Thanks for letting us get on board. What a success. Tons of cans and pints were sold. Mostly from that guy that looked like Tom Rockcliffe with a dodgy wig and a moustache. Weird.
Oh, g'day, Biggles here. Oh. Getting close to that time of year when Santa empties his sack.
Oh, no.
Last time I bought Joy to Many was when the Romanian women's water polo team asked me for a... I thought being a ruckman was hard. Should have seen my... breaking the disco ball in my bedroom... Bug. Needed 3 bottles of chlorine after. Technically, it was put through for a behind.
Too much.
Bernie, Bluey, and Jazz. G'day, it's Thomas from Adelaide Functions. Just reminding you that we need an RSVP from you lot about your staff party. Before the end of this week. So far, only one of you has. And we weren't aware Tom Rockcliffe was a Triple M staffer. So, hope to hear from you soon. Yes, producer Benny here. Thanks for inviting me to our own Christmas party, boys, you dickheads. Like I wasn't already going. The girls had me serving pre-drinks in my G-banger beforehand. Oh, that reminds me, Blue, can you bring back my gold sparkly one, please? Man, Mika from the Sainsbury pub.
Mika.
Yeah. Mate, your dad's booked the table for Chrissy Arvo. Just wanted to know if you're coming, and if you are the Rush Hour boys coming with you? Because if so, we'll put Raspberry Vodka Cruisers in for Bluey behind the bar, and we'll make sure our sign that says no split bills is up for when Jarman's here as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Rockcliffe already confirmed.
Hello, gentlemen. JB, it's getting to that time of year when you start planning for things you can't do during the year. Bernie, legend. I know you can't wait to get back to Royal Melbourne with your clubs. Blue, I know you are hanging to get back to the Adelaide Oval with your insight. Jarman, I know you're ready to go bungee jumping. With elastic from your undies tied to your ankles! You have to get a special order! Uses them for tie downs on the trailer! Your
how'd you go with them triple M beers? Is it for you pricks to buy me a drink for once?
There are no more messages.
Brilliant.
What a season he's had, the old voicemail.
God bless him. Do you
reckon Rocky's got a drinking problem? Is he just one free? Is he a tight ass or he's got a drinking problem?
There's missed calls everywhere from the Rock. Oh, what about you and your mirrors at North Adelaide? How many do you get?
Was heavy.
Got a few? Have you got them up yet?
There's a few. What about Biggles? Put his back on.
He's had a good year, Biggles.
The voicemail will be back next year.
Yes, it will be.
All right, well done.